This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Is the city of San Antonio spending too much money on public art? That's the question that came up after the recent unveiling of Liquid Crystal. That's the centerpiece artwork at the newly renovated and upgraded convention center. The price tag was $1 million, but is that chump change compared to the $325 million spent on the convention center's expansion? Call in. What do you think about public art, spending public dollars on art? The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. What is your favorite example of public art, good or bad, in San Antonio or in other cities? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. We're now joined by Joe Cryer, District 9 City Council member. And Councilman Cryer, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
So what do you think of the Liquid Crystal?
Well, frankly, I agree with a number of its critics who have described it as looking like a giant cheese grater. I was standing there when the curtain dropped from it and had about 300 people standing behind me, and what struck me was the hush that descended as everybody stared at it and said to themselves, as I did, what in the world is this? I kept waiting for something to happen. And then discovering that $1 million had been spent on it from a company in London struck me with two points. Number one, are we saying to our own community that there is no artist in this area or in Texas who could design a significant piece of art that would fill that space appropriately? And number two, this is in a $325 million facility that welcomes tens of thousands of business people for conventions from around the state, around the country, and around the world. Do we really want to welcome them with a piece of art from London, England?
Well, when you say you wanted it to do something, what did you? Did you think it was going to be like a transformer or something? What did you expect it to do?
It had been described in the introductory speeches as having some. You know, it is liquid crystal. It's a 60-foot tall work of art consisting of liquid crystals, which change from silver to black. Some have suggested that's to honor the Spurs. But I don't know what I was expecting, and frankly, I know that what I was expecting was not what I saw.
So if it were a giant pair of cowboy boots, would you have liked that better, or is that would say this was an appropriate use of $1 million?
I have a fundamental question with spending that much money on one piece of art that is paid for by taxpayers, admittedly hotel motel taxpayers, but I think we owe them the same respect that we owe any other taxpayer. Someone who served on the Arts Commission of California for a number of years said, good Lord, if you're going to spend $1 million, why didn't you get 10 $100,000 pieces that were really outstanding? And put this is a giant building with almost 600,000 square feet. For $1 million, we could have purchased a raft of pieces of fine art and put them throughout the building.
So you have a lot of different points of criticism of this work of art. Are you not happy with the process? Do you think that the city of San Antonio does have a process in selecting art, and then we also have a public art from this types of facilities, and then we also have the ordinance that says we should spend at minimum 1% of capital improvement dollars on public art.
Well, you're absolutely right. Council authorized this almost two decades ago. Frankly, I think it's time to have a session of council to say to the people of San Antonio, why did we get into this? What have we gotten for it? And do we want to continue it? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that we haven't talked about it in a very long time. And when you wake up with a purchase of this magnitude, two of them, frankly, there are two $1 million pieces in this building. It just seemed to me we owe the public a better understanding of why are we doing this, what are we getting for it. I ran into the same situation on the brand new library that was opened last year in Council District 9, where the city paid well over $100,000 for art that was commissioned before I got on council and frankly left me pretty underwhelmed.
Right. So you're talking about the other second piece is $1 million artwork called Cactus, and it wraps around the exterior of the convention center. You can see it from the highway, and it's basically plastic pieces pushed into a cyclone fence with a painted background, and it looks like pixels that create the image of cactus.
And it does that very effectively. I will confess to you that I have asked but not been informed who did that piece of art. And I think one thing that Councilman Trevino, who you're going to have on next, and I have spoken about, it seems to me that if a building for $325 million is properly designed, a lot of what some people would call art should be incorporated into the design. For example, this cactus feature could have been designed into the building in the first place.
Cactus was created by an architect named from L.A., Christian Mueller.
Great. Another out-of-town artist.
So is that the other thing? You think that it should be local artists who does this?
Well, I certainly think we ought to be able to say that we invited serious participation, and I'm sure I will be told that we did, but I'm not aware of major Texas artists or major San Antonio artists who competed for this. I do know that the state has produced a series of great artists, and if your question is, would I prefer to have art in our convention center from this area or from elsewhere in the state of Texas, the answer is yes, I would. But it shouldn't be decided by me. You know, it ought to be something that the community feels is the right way to approach this.
Yeah, but we have a committee of experts, art experts, people who work at local museums and at UTSA. They teach art, and they're in this process of selecting these individuals. Jason Brudges, who did the liquid crystal, he has pieces in Moscow, Madrid, at the Olympic Village in London. He's internationally well-established.
Well, number one, the fact that we had a panel of art experts does not change the fact that, in my opinion, they chose to recommend spending $1 million on what appears to me to be a giant cheese grater. And art is in the eye of the beholder, as you know, but art paid for by the public is different from art that you would buy or I would buy, where I get to indulge my personal preference.
Certainly. Is there any public art in San Antonio that you like?
Well, I will tell you that I spent 20 years at the Chamber, and when the Empresarios de Mexico decided on the confluence of cultures art feature, a sculpture that stands in the circle outside the Chamber building and across from the Hilton, at first I was concerned that they were doing this. I have grown to become very fond of that
feature. It's beautiful.
It's widely recognized, but you need to keep in mind that it was paid for 100% by the Mexican business people in San Antonio, who gave it as a gift to the city.
All right. Councilman Cryer, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your views about liquid crystal. You don't like it, and you think that the city should revisit the idea of spending public dollars on public art. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
When we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to be talking with Robert Trevino of District 1 about his ideas. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about public art in San Antonio. Recently, the city unveiled a $1 million piece of public art at the ribbon cutting for the Convention Center expansion. It's located at the North Entry Atrium Lobby. The piece is titled Liquid Crystal. It's a large-scale interactive sculptural tower created by London-based Jason Brugs, and it is just one of two $1 million art projects for the expansion of the convention center. That cost $325. We just heard from $325 million. We just heard from Joe Cryer, city councilman. He thinks this is not a good expenditure of public funds. It was money that was generated from the hotel motel tax. People who come in and rent hotel rooms in San Antonio, they pay a little extra, and it goes into trying to develop the city's tourism industry. Now we're joined by Robert Trevino, District 1, to get another idea about what this is going on. And our phone lines are open. The number is 210-614-8980. Councilmember Trevino, welcome back to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
And what do you think of liquid crystal?
Well, I personally like it. I think it's a very unique piece, and certainly respect the process that went into getting a unique public piece of public art for the convention center, which I want to say, is a $325 million piece of public art, because architecture is more related to public art than it is to any other field. And it's important that we understand the purpose of public art in how it helps to create and shape spaces.
Yes, that is absolutely true. But when we get to the ornamentation that we want to add to the architecture, like the liquid crystal or the cactus that wrap around, or other things that we have in San Antonio, public art, I'm thinking of at Woodlawn Lake Pool, Woodlawn Lake, they've added a piece of public art. I think it's called Overpath or Underpath, and it's a geometric doohinky out there, and it's very interesting to look at, but you know, it's public art and where people can interact with it. So this is something that's ongoing all the time in San Antonio.
Well, it is, and certainly we're always trying to find something that is kind of stir conversation, which I think this piece is doing just that. Certainly it's always going to be a question of cost and where our priorities should be. But I want to run some numbers by you. In San Antonio, we're at 1% of our capital improvement project funds, whereas other communities like El Paso, San Francisco, Austin, they're at 2%. And I think that this is an issue where I feel like we're fighting over crumbs when, in fact, we should be raising the amount because, quite frankly, this community is steeped in art, and I think that we need to embrace the fact that we're a unique city. People visit us because of our unique buildings, our unique downtown, our unique spaces, the art that is embraced here. In fact, I want to mention, for example, we honored four individuals that are internationally recognized, four artists, last November in what we call the Distinction in the Arts Award, because they have never been honored here locally. We honored Naomi Nye, Flaco Jimenez, Teresa Champion, and Vincent Valdez, and a great corporate sponsor like HEB was also honored. It's important to understand that we need to be inclusive, not exclusive. I don't subscribe to this notion of us versus them and or outsiders. This city welcomes everybody, and it welcomes all forms of art.
Let's go to the phone lines. The number is 210-614-8980. Nicole is on the line. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air with Councilman Trevino.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead.
I agree with Trevino that you know, this is a direct impact on our economy. It brings in tourism dollars too. You know, so recognizing local and international artists is particularly important, and having both, not just one or the other. So it helps to take pride in the community for the Woodlawn Lake piece. You know, it's, you know, whether art is meant to elicit a strong reaction. So,
all right, Nicole, thank you for your call. Appreciate that. And let me get another caller in really quick because the lines are filling up. Daniel is on the line. Hi, Daniel. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Good afternoon. My question, my observation is, I know Alex Rubio and another artist who did the Hemisphere Park, Tile Mosaics, that just recently opened up for the kids. It's a wonderful piece. There's Alex Rubio also in Hemisphere Park now. The local artists, they need the work. I've been to First Friday, Second Saturday. You know, they're struggling, and they do some fantastic art, especially Alex Rubio, who has pieces in the Chicago Museum of Modern Art. We have a lot of artists here who could do a lot more pieces in a lot more places for the money. And it would be money that would come back into our own economy.
Okay, Daniel, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So, Councilman Trevino, why not put more emphasis on local artists?
Well, I think we do have an emphasis. It's really a combination of both. Right now we have 109 public artists that are pre-qualified for the art list for public art. 65 are national, 24 are from across Texas, and 20 of them are here in San Antonio. And he mentioned Alex Rubio. I'm a fan of Alex Rubio. In fact, I have many conversations with him. I've asked him to help me on several projects to help represent, better represent, I should say, the identity of San Antonio. But like I said, it's important that we be seen as an inclusive city. That gentleman just mentioned that some of these artists have pieces in other cities, and so we can't be seen as being isolationists in this respect. And certainly, we look forward to embracing more art as a whole. And I do believe that there are a great amount of artists and artists to come here locally. We were just at B Session talking about our economic development strategy, and I spoke on behalf of arts and culture needing to be one of our target segments. We're not talking about arts and culture as a target segment, and this is who we are as a community. When you think about the city of San Antonio, you think about all the great places, the spaces, you think about the architecture, you think about the history, all that is steeped in art and culture.
So you mentioned about other cities. Other cities don't have policies that just require local artists for this type of competition. But if they did, then it would just be one city. Our artists would be excluded from competing in those cities. So if we put up a rule saying only local artists can compete for this, then and who knows, that would basically be anti-competitive, really.
It would be anti-competitive. It would also mean that we don't allow ourselves to expose ourselves to the great work that happens all around the world. You know, I want to speak on the behalf of PASA, who helps manage the public arts process. These are people that are well traveled, that are cultivated, that are thoughtful. This piece didn't just happen like a flip of a coin. It's an immensely complex process, and we're always trying to find something that we feel is appropriate for the city. And I commend them for their hard work and their dedication to the city of San Antonio to help bring more public art. I want to bring up simple examples. Most amazing works of art and architecture that have existed throughout the world have been criticized, just like this one. When I think of the Vietnam War Memorial, how many people call that a ditch? When I think of the Eiffel Tower, how many Parisians hated that, and now it's their national monument? This is a common sentiment when something is new, but know that this is important because we're talking about it. I think we need to expose more people to art, the creative process, give them more options. Our city is steeped in arts and culture.
Let's go back to the phone lines with Abraham. Abraham, hi. Welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to comment about the cactus. When I drive by, I personally don't like it. I think it looks unfinished. You know, I was surprised when the convention center opened and that thing didn't stay the way it was. I mean, it just looks like, you know, he put out an outline and didn't finish it up. And, you know, as far as like local artists go, I really think that something as big as a convention center would have been a great showcase for local artists, you know, to make something uniquely San Antonio, especially with the convention center. You know, it is inviting for all. I mean, we want people to come, but, you know, they want to come to San Antonio to see things that are uniquely San Antonio. So that's my comment, and I'll
okay.
take my response off the air. Thank you.
All right, appreciate your call. So, Councilman, he's not a fan of cactus. It does look like it's a fence with pieces of plastic in it. You're looking at it from far away, and it looks like cactus in a way, in a digital realm. It does take a while for people to catch up with art, but sometimes you're just not going to like it.
Well, you know, and we're never going to come to an agreement when it comes to deciding what is art. That is a conversation that is, you know, it's going to be different with everybody you talk to because everybody has different opinions. But that's the beauty of art. I think what's really important and what we're really talking about here is long-term value versus cost. You know, when we think of the cactus piece and when we think about liquid crystal, those pieces are going to be there for many, many years. And think about the value they bring in their lifespan. I think that's really something that we need to embrace, not trying to argue what is art.
So your colleague Joe Cryer says he wants to open a conversation about eliminating this 1% ordinance that we have for when we do capital improvements. You say you would like to have a conversation to bump it up to 2%. So it sounds like you're at odds.
Well, I appreciate Councilman Cryer's opinions, and we've certainly worked well together on council. And you know, his concern is a valid one regarding the amount of public funding or tax dollars that we use for public art. But yeah, I certainly take the other side of that coin, which is he wants to get rid of the 1%. I want to double it, and that's important to me. That's important to our community. That's important to our history. We need to realize that, like, as I said before, fighting over crumbs. We need to talk about art and how it exists in 100% of our lives, whether it's architecture, whether it's a beautiful plaza, a great park, signage. You know, art pieces like the ones we're talking about, it's everywhere. And art really, truly influences those kinds of quality of life issues.
And quickly, do you think that this conversation, the fact that it's being held and this criticism has happened, is it going to have a chilling effect on future public art efforts and to trying to pick things that are more mediocre and less controversial?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I had a coffee with a councilman last Saturday in which we had a great discussion, folks from DCCD, and we had artists like Bill Fitzgibbons and folks from PASA come in and talk about some of these issues. In fact, I think the reality is this is a great opportunity to discuss this further and discuss the merits of art in our city.
Got to let you go. Robert Trevino, District 1 City Councilmember. We're going to continue our conversation about public art in San Antonio when we come back from this NPR news break. This is The Source on KSTX. Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The City of San Antonio recently spent $325 million for a major upgrade and expansion of the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. They've also spent a couple of million dollars for two pieces of art. The one that people are kind of focused on right now is Liquid Crystal. It's been nicknamed the Giant Cheese Grater by locals who don't think much of that work. But the interactive tower has become the focal point for a discussion about the future of public art and funding for it in the City of San Antonio. Earlier in this hour, we heard from Joe Cryer from District 9. He does not like Liquid Crystal. Robert Trevino, councilman from District 1, he thinks it's pretty cool. He likes it, and he wants to expand funding for public art. Now we're joined by Eduardo Garcia. He is the vice chair of the Public Art Subcommittee on the San Antonio Arts Commission. And our phone lines are open. If you got a question, a comment, tell us what you think about this art, or what is there some public art that you like in San Antonio or don't like here, maybe even in other cities as well. Just tell us what gets a rise out of you. The number is 210-614-8980. And Eduardo, welcome to The Source. And let's just walk us through, how did we end up with this piece, this particular piece of art called Liquid Crystal?
Great. Well, thank you for having me. What a pleasure to be able to discuss this. I think it's a great subject for a community that is growing as dynamically as San Antonio to be able to have these kind of discussions about art and public art in particular. So this process really began about 4 years ago, in 2013, when they were envisioning the growth of the convention center and some of the moves that had to take place in order for that to occur. And so in the master planning component of that, Mormon Mock, our architects, and a nationally recognized arts planning group, Mick Young Kim Studios, that are out of Boston.
Well, Warren Mock is world class in itself.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It's a local architecture firm, but they are international.
Great history in their work as well. Absolutely.
Yeah. So they were involved in this.
Yes, they were. And so their process yielded, along with city staff, a series of opportunities within the building expansion for public art. And I think it's important to recognize that work that they did led to the groundwork for these pieces. So that was back in 2013, and then later in that year, the art plan was developed based on those recommendations with the Department of Culture and Creative Development, as well as TCI and staff of the convention center itself. Their involvement ultimately led to an RFQ, the request for qualifications for interior art and art on the east wall. which we've obviously we've heard you discuss earlier today. So back at that time, 2013, we also had the Public Art Board, of which I was involved, as well as at that time the chairman was Guillermo Nicolás, and Alice Foltz was on it, Renee Barilo, who's a curator at the McNay, Kent Rush, an artist and an arts professor at UTSA, and Patty Ortiz, who at that time was at the Guadalupe, exactly. So our group, in essence, looked over everything and gave the approval for the process to develop an artist selection. And so when they did that, that led to the issuing of the call to local, national, and international artists. And that call, I believe, was issued, mid to late August of 2013.
So y'all put out information, you put out into the world. We're looking for something to put into this space. There are some specifics that people can look at to make sure that they're going to come up with something that will blend in well with the experience of being at the convention center. Is it a blind selection process? Do people know who the artist is when they are going through this?
Well, yes, generally it is, because in this particular
case...
It is a blind, okay. You know, in that the work is shown and selections are made, votes are tallied based on the visuals of the art. And I believe in this case they had about 122 applicants for these two commissions, the East Wall and the interior work. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a pretty good result, and that tells me that PASA, the Public Art San Antonio, is doing their job and getting the word out. My understanding is that of that, about 20% were local artists. And, you know, people that have come to the meetings, who have seen, and these are public and open meetings, they know that the effort that staff goes through to get the word out, to make sure that locals and everybody else knows that there is an opportunity here. Make sure you put your name in the hat, because this is something coming up.
Right.
We go through that all the time, and I think it's important.
So the process led us to, eventually, a liquid crystal from Jason Bruggs, and he is an international superstar.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like some guy that no one ever heard of before.
Right.
Well established in creating interactive pieces of art that digital and also heat interactive and crowd interacting, looking at color, space, and sound, all sorts of things.
He is known originally as an architect with an architect named Norman Foster. Norman Foster is sort of the grandfather of high-tech architecture, and you've mentioned some of that mm-hmm. capability. And so what his work, as I understand his inspiration, was this notion of motion of the water, the dappling effect of the water and the river.
Yeah.
And so in this case, to activate that space, which, as you know, in the convention center, it's a very large space with, at times, thousands of people parading right through it. And mm-hmm. so this piece, in a way, can act as a wayfinding device, a way to local locate yourself.
And that's what he does. He's done that in other pieces
Yeah.
Taking activities happening there and capturing that, trying to time transport events into visualness.
I think that's the best part about it, is that he's able to take cameras on top of the piece, and as it's recording the people moving through, reflects it in the work.
Well, let me ask you, so now we're explaining this work, and we're understanding how interesting it is and complex it is. Was part of the problem how this was presented? You know, the council members were like standing there, what's it supposed to do? And it's like, well, did they think it was going to dance? I mean, I don't know. But you have to explain these things and tell people what you have here sometimes.
I think that's an interesting point. Managing expectations, right? If they expect this thing to jump up and down and turn in circles and, you know, blow smoke.
Well, that and just educating the public. Like tomorrow we're going to be talking about a pop cultural exhibit happening at San Antonio Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. It's important to educate the public a little bit, give them a little information about what they're looking at, and it mm-hmm. adds to the experience.
That's so true. Yeah.
So why not do that?
Well, I mean, that's probably more about the event planning than it is about the artwork. And in fairness to the piece itself and the process and the effort behind the piece, you know, on its own, it speaks beautifully when it's mm-hmm. given a chance to work.
Mm-hmm.
If we all go there with this really grand expectation, you know, based on this exciting explosions that maybe people have in their mind of public art, then that obviously it's going to be a letdown for them. But the piece itself is a beautifully solid and well-executed piece.
So what is your favorite piece of public art in San Antonio?
You know, I look at public art, and that's a great question, and you should ask that of everyone, because it'll certainly bring up a good discussion. For me personally, the Torch of Friendship downtown plays an important role from an urban planning perspective. It is a wayfinding device. It is a piece that really people recognize with the city. Certainly Fish by Donald Lipsky in the River North area.
Under the Riverwalk, under the highway.
That's correct. Now, we look at this in many ways as trying to create the DNA of a city, of our culture, of who we are. Mm-hmm. And I know that the city spends so much effort in terms of promoting the city as a global city, as a city for the world to come and visit. And in many ways, they're very successful. I think it's difficult to extract public art as one component of economic development, when in fact, this is a bigger part of the vision that San Antonio portrays. So right. To answer your question, I think it's going to be the torch of friendship.
All right, and that was a gift to us, to City of
That's
San
right,
Antonio.
That's right, from the Empresarios de
of,
Mexico.
Of Monterey.
That's right.
And thank you so much. Eduardo Garcia, Vice Chair of the Public Arts Subcommittee on the San Antonio Arts Commission. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
More on The Source when we come back. Stay tuned.